removal of misery. Devotee, when dukkha overpowers me, inquiry is impossible. Maharishi, because the mind is too weak, make it strong. Devotee, by what means? Maharishi, satsanga, Ishvara aradhana, pranayama, association with the wise, worship of God, breath control. Devotee, what happens? Maharishi, misery is removed. Our aim is removal of misery. You do not acquire happiness. Your very nature is happiness. Bliss is not newly earned. All that is done is to remove unhappiness. These methods do it. Devotee, association with the wise may strengthen the mind. There must also be practice. What practice should be made? Maharishi, yes, practice is necessary too. Practice means removal of predispositions. Practice is not for any fresh gain. It is to kill the predispositions. Devotee, abhyasa, practice, should give me that power. Maharishi, practice is power. If thoughts are reduced to a single thought, the mind is said to have grown strong. When practice remains unshaken, it becomes sahaja, natural. Devotee, what is such practice? Maharishi, inquiring into the self, that is all. Atmanyeva vasam nayet. Fix the mind on the self. Devotee, what is the aim to be kept in view? Practice requires an aim. Maharishi, Atman is the aim. What else can there be? All other aims are for those who are incapable of Atmalakshya, having the self for the aim. They lead you ultimately to Atmavichara, inquiry into the self. One-pointedness is the fruit of all kinds of practice. One may get it quickly, another after a long time. Everything depends on the practice. Sourced from Talks with Sri Ramana Maharishi, number 290.